World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Lord, we just pray that the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart would be pleasing in your sight today, and to be glorified through all we say and all we do in Jesus' name. Happy day after Easter. I'm kind of getting a download here this morning. I always do a lot of show prep, get ready to do a show, and try to, I try to mix together a little bit of what's going on in the culture, from a spiritual standpoint, yada, yada, yada. And I got to tell you, man, you know what's really, really under assault in America? Really under assault. And I'm not trying to hit any tender spots, although, I mean, how do you get around it? Man, oh, man, is the family under attack in America or what? Huh? Hang on a minute. I wonder how many of you don't have to raise your hand and you don't have to let any of the cat out of the bag here, right? I wonder how many of you out there right now are dealing with a dysfunctional family. Your son doesn't talk to you. Your daughter doesn't talk to you. Your daughter-in-law doesn't talk to you. Your nieces don't talk to you. Is it just surrounding, swirling around everybody I know, or what the heck's going on? At the very, very heart of American Christianity in general, is the family unit. In the beginning, God created the heavens, the earth, the void, without form, darkness, bonds, and he created a family. And I cannot tell you how many people I come in contact with who have totally, completely dysfunctional families. What's going on? There's something going on, folks. There's something going on. We know this, right? That certainly the enemy's job is to attack the nuclear family. We know that. That's right up JR's bag. We understand that. But is it just me? Or do you look around and say, what the hell? Pardon me for using that term. When did family members become enemies? Because we know this, that the more they persecuted and the more they prospered and grew, that what's going on should be drawing us together when in fact it's drawing us apart. What is going on? See, it's deeply, far more deeply spiritual than what we even understand. And if I were to say, who needs prayer for their family? The list would be 500 of dysfunctional families. What's that all about, folks? What is that all about? See, we can get into end times theology and say, we can get into all that, all the way on. But you all would agree with me, would you not, that the family unit is broken. It is broken. And Easter celebrations, you know, we got together and had Easter celebration. And, of course, one of our daughters and her husband were at his family. And so it's all good. I'm going to tell you something. You get people together, and there is such resentment within the family. If somebody agrees with me, just say amen. You know what I'm talking about. It's almost supernatural, in a bad way, demonic, the attack upon what JR would call the natural family. Boom. It's happening in your house. I know it is. You don't even have to tell me. It's happening in your house. What happened that those of your own Bible says, that's what it is. That those of your own household, divided, dare I say it, Christian families, Christian people not talking to each other, Christian people holding grudges against brothers and sisters and parents and grandparents and nieces. Am I the only one feeling this today? Am I the only one? Come through the Easter season, Man, strife. I don't have an answer for it. I just want all of you out there to know that we feel it too. We feel it too. Maybe we ought to get organized here, get Craig, somebody organized. Maybe we need to go on a prayer and fasting for the family unit, man. Family unit. Is there anybody, am I the only one out there that knows that if we're going to have a family get together, wonder if there's going to be tension? Going to be tension. This one's jealous of this one, and this one's jealous of this one, and this one's jealous of the. You know, I'm telling you the truth, right? We can't even rejoice over one another's victories or one another's good things happening. We get jealous. Oh, she got blessed. Oh, what about me? It's unbelievable. And I believe that it goes back again to the very heart of what God formed, which was the family unit. Family unit. And I remember the day 30 years ago, 50 years, 60 years ago, families were thick as flies, man. Anybody know, if I remember, you didn't speak against somebody's family, man. Something going on. Something really going on. So I think we ought to see that. We ought to target that. I got to do this real quick because I just looked down. I don't know if you guys are, do I have it? Yeah, I do. This is, look, I'm kind of shooting from the hip here today, okay? So I'm just being honest with you. Friends, ivermectin. I don't know why I'm going to start with this. Pull this up there real quick. I didn't even get a number today. Ivermectin 2.0. Friends, look, I'm not a doctor. I have a couple of doctor friends. But I said to somebody yesterday, did you? How do I say this without sounding crazy? Do you know that ivermectin is a cure for Alzheimer's? Maybe. Are you guys aware that they're finding out that cancer is probably a parasite? Are you guys aware that if you go in for a biopsy, and they do a biopsy of what to check out something to see if it's a cancer or not, that doing the biopsy opens up whatever the containing that cancer was in, and you do a biopsy and they cut it open, then now it's able to get out and spread. Are you guys aware of that? And I came across this morning. It's just for a lot of you out there. Do what you want to do with it, right? Look, I got so many family members think I'm crazy. So I ain't worried about somebody else thinking I'm crazy. This is really good. Put it at 1.5 speed. And let's just watch a couple minutes of it. I tried to talk to somebody yesterday. I'm not going to tell you who it was. Who I just said, hey, I got a video here. Would you like to watch this video here on ivermectin? Because one of your family members is struggling with dementia. Have you guys followed Dr. Brian Artis? Ivermectin is the miracle drug. Just play this real quickly. We'll just watch a few minutes of it. I have no idea who this guy is. Go ahead.
So I've had a lot of ivermectin questions, or Duramectin. That's just the brand name now. And this one here is Bimectin. The most important part is the 1.87%, okay? This is a horse paste. 1.87%, okay? Now, a lot of people are asking me about dosages. Like, listen. I'm not a doctor. I'm just a guy from the UP of Michigan. And I went without any advice for a long time from a doctor besides get every vax that you can to keep you safe. Well, I just didn't feel right about that. I think God made my blood the way it should be, and I think it'd be an insult to God if I tried to change that formula. That's just my opinion. Now, with dosages, this Duramectin is a white paste, okay? I'm going to tell you something. I put it in a capsule, and I swallow the capsule just because it doesn't taste very good, but really, like vitamin B, if you take too much of that, it gets pooped out or peed out of your system. If you take too much ivermectin, if there is such thing as too much, which I'm sure if you drank a gallon of this stuff, you probably have a side effect. There are no side effects from ivermectin. There's no documented side effects. Now, people say, geez, I feel this way and I feel this way after taking ivermectin. Well, the thing is, when you take ivermectin, it's a dewormer, okay? It's anti-parasite, okay? It's not just worms, it's other parasites too. It kills the parasites. The parasites are not happy about this. And when they die, your system has to flush out the dead parasites and the parasites. Well, every day, everybody has parasites. If you eat seafood at one time, if you have pets, cats, dogs, if you're on a farm, if you've ever came in contact, everybody has parasites. It is just the amount of parasites that you might have. Now, if you're older, like me, I mean, I'm in my mid-50s, and I've collected parasites my whole life. I started taking this about 3-4 years ago, right after the 2020 COVID scare, and I noticed some really good benefits of taking it. I feel a lot better. I got a lot more energy, and it seems like I can just think clearly. Now, that's just... Things might change with you, but the thing is, that's how I feel. But people, since my last video, and I gotta say, 1.6 million views, people are very interested in a healthy way to cure and help cure cancer, MS, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's even, okay? There's a doctor in Florida, a pathologist there. He said that out of the thousands of patients that he dissected, carefully dissected their brains, out of 45 years, he said that 100% of them that died of Alzheimer's or Parkinson's had parasites in them. Anyways, I think we've been thinking about this, we've been looking at this wrong, okay? But I will say this, you won't have a side effect from the ivermectin. You're just going to feel maybe a little bit icky when all these parasites die and your system is working overtime to flush them. Because the thing is, you might have, without taking this, you might have one or two that, or two that die and the system can, you don't even notice it. But when you kill all of them and you start killing all of them, parasites don't like that. They reside with your body. And the thing is, you might feel like you got chills or you might feel like you're coming down with a flu a little bit. It's actually working. Okay. That's just my experience. All my friends. And I've had several friends that killed cancer, cured their cancer with this stuff here. I'm making no medical claims here. I'm not a doctor. This is for entertainment purposes, like you should always say, so you don't get your ass sued. But the thing is, I've been taking this for a long time. Let's get to the dosages. The dosage is whatever you feel comfortable with. A pencil eraser is about this, about that much. Okay, it doesn't taste good. It tastes, yeah. Anyways, but I take more than that. I take probably about 4 or 5 times that. So that's a good, probably 10th of a tube. Now, that's the white stuff. The Duramectin. The Biomectin is kind of prettier, and it comes in a tube like this compared to this. Okay, now this, you can almost get into a capsule. This one, it's the apple flavored stuff. Yeah, apple flavored. It doesn't taste much better. But anyways, it comes out as a paste, a yellow gel, and I put it in a syringe so I can get it inside those smaller capsules, okay? Anyways, that's what this looks like, okay? It's a little gel, okay? So, that doesn't taste like apple. I mean, you can taste a hint of the apple, but that's why you put it in gel, but it's not terrible. If you don't have a gel, you know, you put it on a cracker, you can whatever you want to do, you know. But the thing is, there's no side effects to ivermectin that I've seen, or that all my dozens of friends that take it, or hundreds of friends that take it. But there's a thing called herxing, okay? Herxing is okay, a word they use
for... Okay, you can cut it off. Put this in the chat. Put it in the chat. Now, again, look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, although I'm a conspiracy theorist. See, I believe that our medical system has been running down a path, right or wrong, for a long time, and they can't see outside that path. That's what Dr. Sherry Tenpenny said to me back during COVID. She says, Coach, they just read the literature. They're not inquisitive at all. All the doctors do is see whoever says to do, and they do that. They don't think through. They don't. Folks, is it possible that some of these things that we're dealing with are parasites or some type of infection? Imagine a tumor of cancer being like a beehive. They're all beehived together in there. And they discover the tumor, and then they want to cut the tumor out. And when they cut the tumor out, if they don't get all the tumor out, and some of those parasites stay, you with me?
It's just-
I don't know. They say it's a cure for Alzheimer's. You saw all of it. By the way, I'm not selling any ivermectin. I'm not selling any of it. 1.87 is what you want. You can get it at the Farm and Fleet. You can get it at a lot of places. And I just want to recommend that to you. If you're dealing with some stuff, it is what it is. Well, I'm all over the place this morning. I'm all over the place. I want to show you one other thing here real quick. Now, I'm just going to kind of open it up to what's on your guy's heart out there. Folks, there's something really, really wicked going on. Go, it says New Albany. Pull that up there, New Albany. I don't know if you guys know this. I've talked about it a little bit here. This is pretty much a local story, so bear with me. Bear with me, okay? It's a local story. New Albany is a suburb of just a cornfield town suburb of Columbus, Ohio. New Albany, Ohio. Farmland. And then about 30 years ago, I think it was, Les Wexner. Anybody know that name? Les Wexner, the Limited, Victoria's Secret. Les Wexner bought a home, built a home, built a mansion in New Albany, Ohio. It's just east, just east of Columbus, 20, maybe 15 miles east of Columbus. Les Wexner bought a big property there in New Albany. And then after Les Wexner, then Jeffrey Epstein comes in as a good, you know, that Jeffrey Epstein, good buddy of Les Wexner. Jeffrey Epstein lived in New Albany, Ohio for a while. This is all verified truth, right? And then all of a sudden, now Intel is coming in and say, what's an Intel? Big Chinese. New Albany, Ohio has become nothing more than what I call warehouses, great big. It's unbelievable. I want to just see a few minutes of this, of what's going on. Something's happening here.
Data centers.
Pardon me?
Data centers.
Data centers. Thank you, Jeff. Miles and miles and miles of data centers. And one of the things, one of the data centers is they're bringing in Intel, which is a Chinese company to make chips. Well, now all of a sudden, that company doesn't appear to be coming in. Who knows what's going on? State of Ohio has invested billions with a B, billions of dollars into building this Intel thing in New Albany, Ohio. And folks, I want you to watch what's going on in New Albany, Ohio real quickly. Put it at about one point. Folks, they're coming in. They're buying up multi-million dollar homes and tearing them down. Go ahead and play this. Real quick.
This little farming community had a population of under 500 people. And yeah, people began trickling in from the city to build their dream homes there. But it was still a small community. At least it was a community that was until a billionaire named Les Wexner moved in. Working with Jeffrey Epstein, he had a plan that none of the residents were aware of. A plan that would cause street after street of people's homes to go abandoned. Some had just moved in when they got a knock on the door. It was quick. It caught people off guard. In just a couple years, his plan to erase the entire rural community was a success. He started out small and had to do things slowly, get certain people out first. But then, the last 3 years, the change was unimaginable. Even 3 years ago, New Albany is completely unrecognizable from what it once was. Most of this change.
Freeze it. That's this Intel company that's coming into New Albany. See all those cranes and everything back there? Now, folks, it's been put on pause. I just drove by there just the other day because I wanted to go check it out. They put the building of this Intel on pause. Billions and billions of dollars after they've destroyed this town, the town of New Albany. Keep going a little bit longer.
Change happened all at once in 2022. And looking closer, the pure shock of this destruction becomes apparent. They indiscriminately took every plot of land. Whatever was next, they took too. Up until 2022, you can see new homes were still being built. It was no matter. All families had to vacate. Before we get to today, how was one man able to do all of this? This is Les Wexner, Ohio billionaire and owner of companies such as Victoria's Secret, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Bath & Body Works. At the beginning of the 90s, he moved into his newly built mega mansion in rural New Albany, along with many other families, creating a new life for themselves in a rural landscape. Only he didn't want them there. In fact, he bought up all the smaller homes bordering his house and demolished them. Well, actually, it more bordered Epstein's house. Yes, Jeffrey Epstein. This is the house where you've heard about certain things happening on the news. It was known as the guest house of the Wexner property. Wexner and Epstein both had a secret plan and a window view of what was to come. Wexner created the New Albany Company. From my understanding, the company, along with other ambiguous LLCs, would buy up an entire block of family farms and then sell it to a corporation for an even bigger profit.
5 minutes. I want you to see, folks, what's going on in the homes there in New Albany. Just play that right there. Sorry.
They'll be out in about 3 months.
So, guys, I just got here, and I just talked to one of the guys there. So these people, there's like three houses down here. People still live here. It's truly unbelievable. How do you get to your house when the road is being expanded like that? One of those guys was telling me, either you have the choice, you sell, or they'll build around you. I just saw this guy pull into his house. I mean, it's unbelievable how fast this is going. Unbelievable. Apparently, there's a whole row of abandoned houses down there. We'll check it out. But I'm just shocked. People have to drive through this to get to work every day. They have to live through this. And they got no choice. They either sell or build around.
Houses are cut, and it's about to be demolished. And in fact, there were many houses here that have already been destroyed. There's all these power lights here. And
million-dollar homes are empty.
To kind of move these power lights here, because the power grid is going to have a huge load right here. And let's go check this house out and... it'll be one of many, I think, that we'll find out here.
So if not for me, you wouldn't even be able to tell that this home was, like, abandoned until you see the cut-down kind of trees around here. It's really crazy. Like, look at this. The grass is so nice here still. But, yeah, there's no way someone's living here. Look at that three-car garage. Must have been a 1980s-built home. You can see my friend there, how tall it actually is. Hold on. There'll be something else open.
Smart is that city's too? Coming, folks. Smart city's coming.
But yeah,
coming.
There's been stuff salvaged here, it looks like.
Certified construction worker.
That really makes it look official. Wait.
We'll get that
hold on, get out.
China
get out of there.
Buying up America right in front of us. Is China buying up America? Look inside this house. Abandoned.
Oh my gosh, this house is insane.
Guys, those people that were gone, they're just driving off their ATV. But I just wanted to show you guys this house. I'm doing this for preservation reasons only. This land's going to be gone forever. This is like historical purposes, if that makes sense. Even if it's a modern house like this, somebody's going to want to know it existed. Maybe even the family that used to live here. So that's why I'm doing this. We're not trying to cause trouble or anything. But, okay.
Check this out, yo. This place is insane. I mean, this house just keeps going. Even like that it's stripped, it's still really cool.
What's up?
What's up?
For this place. That's scary to me. I thought they were going to come here.
Yeah, same.
Because we do have a car parking garage, so if they came in, we would have been screwed.
Anyways, yeah, guys, so there's, like, still so many rooms to check out here. I know it's, like, empty, so I'll be kind of quick with it, but this bathroom ain't that much. It's kind of crazy, though. I mean, this is just all modern stuff. Built for literally nothing because they're going to tear this house down. There's, like, this part right here. Wow, this would have been cool. It must have been a TV there. Wait, yeah, there's like this third floor we also hit at, but I didn't see this room. It's just an empty room. Still cool. I mean, this is like 3-4 floors. It's even like kind of vacuumed.
Four-story house.
Yeah, gonna be demolished.
Hey, for 43 minutes. It is unbelievable. What is going on? Jeff Nares, what's going on, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm pretty familiar with that area. Not only Intel, but Google is there with a couple complexes. They've got 7 buildings. They're going to build up to 8 of them. Facebook is there and a few other type of data centers. It's as big as Columbus, that area that they're tearing down.
Let me stop you a second, because the title of this video is How Two Billionaires Erased a Rural Ohio Town. Keep going, Jeff.
Well, I'm just saying that there are so many data centers. The whole place that they're tearing up is about the size of Columbus. They're getting ready. They have a gigantic Google center near Obetz as well, and they're going up to Toledo area. It's everywhere.
And so, Jeff, what we're finding out from what I understand, folks, if you're not from Columbus, this may not interest you, but it's really, really critical coming to a city near you, okay? Coming to a city near you. We're talking about, what do they call them, smart cities, 15-minute cities? Hey, folks, listen. What kind of money would it take to buy? Those homes were probably $750,000. This wasn't the slums. This was beautiful, beautiful property just west, just east of Columbus. Everybody wanted to live out in New Albany. Les Wexner builds a home in New Albany. I mean, it's beautiful. And look. They're coming in. Who's buying up these properties and what are they doing with them and demolishing these $1 million? You know what's going on here? What's going on, Vinny?
It's C40 cities. They're C40. There are a bunch of mayors who have pledged to set up these smart cities. They're called C40 cities. Zuckerberg set up a data center someplace, and now the water pressure for people around him is zero. It's incredible what they're doing.
Folks, if you look, Michelle and I, just 2 weeks ago, I think it was, I said, let's go up there and check out where Intel is. Because it's big news here, right? And what we've given, Ohio's given billions of dollars for this Chinese Intel, they call it, chip company to come in. And I drove up there, I couldn't believe what I saw. These beautiful, beautiful homes, empty. Where did those people go? Who paid for all that? And now what are we finding out? Intel may not be coming after all. What? Yeah, they may not be coming after all. Look at this. Drone view of massive minute 20. Spencer, I'm going to give you $5 for this catch. Go back there, Spencer. Yeah, the Pope died. We saw that. This is, folks, this is what's going on. They're buying these homes up. They're tearing them down, and this is what they're building. Except now they're not going to build it. What's going on? Right in front of us, this stuff's going on. What could they do to get you to come by and give you $750,000 for your home that you lived in, beautiful home that you built? What's going on? Smart cities. Anybody have an idea? Craig Mickle may have an idea. What's going on, Craig?
I put in chat, Coach. They want to be by the Indian mounds. They want to be by the Serpent Mound.
Oh, my goodness.
Who were all those people that were like knocking on your door before COVID? Who were they? Where were they from, Coach? What country were they from?
Help me.
All those Chinese people came before COVID. You were all sick. Don't you remember?
I do.
What do Chinese have to do with the dragon and the serpent mound? I mean, the dragon people.
Boy.
Okay. So, I mean, all they're trying to do is AI is the residency for the fallen spirits to manipulate themselves.
Making my head spin, Craig.
They can communicate through a vessel.
Oh, my goodness.
And they call it AI.
Spencer, real quickly, pull up Newark Earthworks. I got to do a show on this. They call it the Indian Mall, Indian Mounds in Licking County. They're not Indian Mounds, folks. They're not Indian Mounds. These things are all over the area that Craig, that we're talking about here. Great Circle Earthworks. They're everywhere out in this area. And what Craig is saying, what he is proposing to us is this is alien technology. We don't know any. Most people who live here don't know. These mounds are everywhere where we live. Everywhere. In fact, we are. L.A. Marzulli said, "I live in Nephilim Central." It is. This is where the fallen angels. This is it. This home base here. Now, New Albany is about 25 miles. If I flew straight on a plane, 10 miles maybe, 10 miles, and they're coming in, they're taking up all of this stuff, telling us it was Indian mounds. They're not Indian mounds. Oh, Craig, it's so deep. This is so deep. Come on in, Mel. Mel's from around this area. She knows. Come on in, Mel.
Yeah, just a comment. I was at a Lincoln dinner several years ago, and Governor John Kasich came and spoke, and he was very proud about the fact that Columbus had been selected as a smart city. This has been planned for a long time.
Wow. John Kasich, huh? Oh, my goodness. Glenn.
Yeah, so I live about 2 miles, you know, west of New Albany. And so... New Albany is a really upscale village.
This ain't Chinatown, maybe.
Oh my God, New Albany Center. It's all McMansions, fences, large yards. But then when you get a little bit east of the village, that's where you start to see all this construction in these warehouses. So that's where they're buying up all the land. But one thing I've also noticed is between where I live in Westerville and New Albany, there's a lot of apartment complexes that are going up. It's unbelievable. All the tracts of land now are apartment complexes being built, not home developments.
So Glenn, you sit on the edge of New Albany. You may be from 10 miles, maybe not even that much from the heart of all this mess that's going on around you, right, Glenn?
Less than that. You know, it's probably like 7 miles.
And they're coming in and they're destroying this, folks. These were, I'm telling you, million-dollar homes sitting empty. What is going on?
I do think the smart city is playing into that. I have a meeting I'll be attending Wednesday night because they're going to there's a proposed zoning change and a tract of land that's just east of where I live. Okay, and so they want to build another apartment complex.
Yeah, they want to get rid of these big homes and put people in these apartments. That's what they want to do, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what appears to me.
So, Glenn, who is behind Intel? That's the name of the company, folks. Intel. Who is behind that? It's China, folks. China. Right into the heart of Ohio, right dead center. destroying this beautiful town of New Albany, just a little podunk town out in the middle of beautiful Les Wexner. Boy, if we can make a connection there. Angie, come on in. You know something about it, Angie.
Sorry, Coach, it took me a minute. Greetings from beautiful Miami. I actually do have some good intel on Intel and other things that are going on. And really, honestly, when you start looking at what's been happening at the Ohio legislature and with Governor DeWine, they're literally turning Ohio into the Midwest Silicon Valley. That is, people from California are moving in, such as a guy by the name of Palmer Luckey. He's bringing a Department of Defense contract into Pickaway County. He was going to be building weaponized drones, weaponized aircraft. That's literally, he's coming in and he's building that. But he said that, I think he was going to be bringing, I want to say, a couple thousand jobs to the area, but he's bringing like 80% of that are people from California coming in. So, and he admits this, he talks about this because he said these are the people that are trained in this, they know what they're doing, but he's a very young guy. I mean, he was a gamer, he grew up doing it, he's super smarty patardy. He invented those goggles that you wear when you're doing like virtual stuff. He invented those, and I think Zuckerberg bought that for $2 billion. So when he was in his 20s, and so now he has this huge contract with the Department of Defense, and he's going to be building these weaponized drones right in the heart of Ohio, right just south of Columbus. And so they're weaponizing and turning Ohio into the Silicon Valley of the Midwest. And so when Intel and
Spencer, I'm going to send this to you right now. Folks, I didn't know this is where I was going to go this morning. Bear with me. This is really important to all of us, right? This is really important.
Well, one of the things we have a problem with, Coach, is the whole discussion and the whole controversy around the energy crisis. And we had the first energy and Larry Householder. And one of the problems that they're running into, which is why Intel might be delayed coming in, is they don't have enough energy resources and they don't have enough water in Ohio enough to pump through to cool these institutions down. They have to have just tons and tons of water and unbelievable amounts of energy to be able to fuel this stuff. And so this is kind of what's going on. But you're right about the whole Chinese. There's also a company called Illuminate USA, which is making solar panels right in central Ohio. Friend of mine, a very good friend of mine, works there, and I hear all kinds of things. But that is 49% owned by China, and 51% owned by some entity in Chicago, which is also probably China. but that's what they're doing. They're turning. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I have up on the screen right now, New Albany, Silicon Heartland, folks. Yep. Silicon Heartland. This is China taking over America. I just Googled this morning. Okay. Yeah. This is what we're dealing with here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Scroll down a little bit, Spence. Okay. See the picture of it here. What they're trying, project overview, Ohio one site progress. Pictures are shown. We just saw it, right? We just saw what's going on. This is China. China coming in. Smart cities. Mark Trump.
Coach, I put a couple things in chat. The first one is, what is a smart city? So there's 12 smart cities in America. Columbus on the list, number two, I think. So if he could pull up that in chat, it's like an education on what needs to be done. But if he scrolls through it, there's technologies that you can't put into an old building, not the video, the other one, the one above it. But basically, there's Internet of Things. The Internet of Things need to ride on an infrastructure that's already in the building. Now, a smart city grants you the ability to walk onto a campus or a building, and it knows you, and it scroll up, and you'll see all the parts of a smart city, okay? See all this stuff right here?
Wow.
You got all the different cities. Okay, so scroll up.
Columbus is number two.
So if you scroll up, what goes into smart cities? So down here, you see all the different things. And basically, you got Internet of Things, you got the infrastructure, and you got all that is not in the current infrastructure. So the clip about Mayfield, Kentucky was an example of, in order to make a smart city, you got to clear the old buildings, Coach. Mm. In order to make a smart police department, you can't have the old one and everything's filled up. Okay, so you clear the area and then you can put new buildings up that have the infrastructure or the advanced things. So what you're seeing is these areas getting picked for renovation. What do you do when you reno? You demo the area and you rebuild, Coach. That's what's going on.
So, Mark, two-thirds of the population, I saw this one place, two-thirds of the population of the United States is within an eight-hour drive of Columbus, Ohio. That's the heart of it all. That's why New Albany is Columbus, okay?
What your other guest spoke about with water, that is the future, is the water will be in certain areas. Look at the largest rivers on earth and where they converge. You got the Mississippi and the Ohio River, Coach. Yeah. So you have a large footprint of water that can be consumed. If you look out west, the Colorado River's dry. You know, by the time it gets to California, it's the data that's consuming the energy. The data needs water to keep the data centers cool. So they're making more power plants to keep the cooling systems working. Mm. That's why it takes so much energy. And that what it'll be is the future, there'll be no water between the data centers.
Mark, that was one of the big objections they had here in New Albany was where were they going to get the water? Because it was going to suck all the water
from
all the surrounding cities just to cool what's going on there in New Albany.
Oh, it's happening in every state. Texas is getting ready to go through it, the ERCOT region in Texas. And I've already sent notes this morning about us working with them, working with ERCOT, the Texas regulators. So if we can get together and do some things, I mean, this is happening all over, Coach. The water is being consumed by data. Microsoft, AWS, and Google are all on hold because they can't make enough energy. That's why you see the nuclear power plants opening. That's why you hear about oil and gas. So now what's happening is natural gas power plants are going to start opening.
Is this connected at all to chemtrails, you think?
That's a separate thing. You're going to hear something about the Project Stardust, where it's official now. They're launching a project to cool the Earth by blocking the sun. It's called Project Stardust. But, yeah, it's separate, but it takes energy to do all that, right?
But, Mark, the way they're selling it to all of us, folks, listen to me, jobs, 5,000 high-paying jobs, right? The old carrot and the stick, right? It's exactly what's going on. So all these beautiful, I'm telling you, $750,000, $750,000 homes are abandoned.
Yeah. So we used to be an agriculture country. We became an industrial country. We became industrialized. Now we are a data generating country.
Wow.
Okay, so we went from agriculture to industrial revolution. Now we're in the data revolution.
And data you don't really produce data. I mean, you don't grow tomatoes. I mean,
Coach,
right?
That's our value as a country, is the data we have in our borders.
Oh my goodness.
And we sell it to all of these companies. See, it's a different type of gambit. And all of that had to happen when the trade towers came down to turn it into a digital economy. Electronic health records had to happen in order to turn it into a digital medical system so that this could happen, Coach.
Amen. Oh, my goodness, my goodness, my goodness. Rochelle.
Hey, good morning, team.
Morning.
I have something I want to say, but I want to comment on your question about do you think there's any relation to the chemtrails that we see or whatever these are in the sky, right? Yeah. And I'm going to go and give you a little theory. This is out there, but they call this smart dust when you inhale it. And it's very possible that we could be tracked. And all of these data centers can store your every move. But what I wanted to comment on was I asked AI why do the elite want all this data storage? And AI says that the elite groups may seek vast data storage for a variety of reasons, including consolidating information for better decision-making, maintaining control over sensitive or proprietary information, and potentially manipulating public opinion or engaging in illegal activities, such as facilitating illegal or unethical activities such as fraud, money laundering, or organized crime, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, it's just another way to track and control all of us.
Amen. But see, I'm going to go back. I want to make a connection here as well, folks. Look, this is all part of the destruction of the family. All of it is, right? All of it is. But what's going on? The average person doesn't have a feel at all for what's going on. And if you begin to talk to them, even about the stuff, the chemtrail, you know what I'm talking about, right? They say mom and dad lost their mind. Mom and dad been listening to that Coach Dave Live, and they've lost their mind. Why? Because they've bought into another information train, and they can't. Bible says the Lord would send a strong delusion. They believe a lie. It's happening right in front of us. When families ought to be coming together, they're being separated. What's that all about? Joe Allen, come on in. Then Jeff.
Like Trump says, this is happening everywhere. In the job I work with a sawmill down here, I travel from Georgia to South Carolina. And Highway 16 from Atlanta to Savannah is 285 miles. The whole Highway 16 are not smart cities. They're warehouses. All the way down Highway 6, Highway 16, like I said, 285 miles is this warehouses after warehouses after warehouses, and yep. And a lot of it, you know, in Georgia area and South Carolina down here is swampland. They don't care. They're bringing in dirt payloads of dirt just to build these warehouses.
Amen.
And there's Google. All these people are coming over on Highway 16, and it's not homes; it's just warehouses.
And I'm telling you, dude. I'm telling you, it's happening everywhere. It's happening everywhere. Smart cities—they're going to gobble up all that land. Jeff Nares, come on in.
Yeah, Coach. Here's another one for you. Okay, for folks listening, Columbus has I-70 running east and west through the middle of it. It has I-71 going north and south, and around it is I-270. Well, now they're proposing. Yeah, they're proposing now O-270. You take 270, which is a circle around Columbus, and you go 5 miles out and build another one called Outer Belt 270.
Wow!
And they'll annex all the little towns.
And so see if you can pull up a map of Columbus, Ohio, a road map of Columbus, Ohio, so you understand what Jeff. See, folks, look, I-70 east to west, I-71 north to south. It's a crossroads of America. Columbus, Ohio, crossroads of America, okay? There it is. Jeff's, this is what Jeff's talking about. There it is. There's the infrastructure he's talking about. So you can see 71 going north and down here to bottom corner, Spencer. You go back over there, bud. Bottom corner, bottom left corner. Okay, there you go. There's Columbus, okay? That's 71, 670, 70, north, south. You can get 2/3 of America can be reached in 8 hours from Columbus, Ohio. Now, stay right there because you can't see it. New Albany would be, do you see up there where it says 16, Spencer? Right over here to the right, right? Down, right in there. That's New Albany. That's where what we're talking about, where all of this is going on, because it's easy access to the freeway, boom, around the world. It's crazy, man. Crazy. Huh? Wow. Haven's Corner. That's it. That's the heart of it. This is obviously an old map. Haven's Corner, Taylor Station Road. That's where it's going on, Glenn.
But go 5 miles outside of there, and it'll be O-270. They'll annex all those small properties and get the tax revenue from Columbus. Will get the tax revenue once they annex all the small towns around that.
It didn't just happen in Columbus, though, folks. That just happens to be where I live, so I know about it. Jeff Klein, come in.
Coach, you're talking about all the houses that are abandoned now and tearing them down.
I just thought about this when you mentioned all this morning. They got a huge project going on here just outside of Mount Vernon, 13. Huge. Land, I was 100, 200 acres. They got all kinds of heavy equipment in there. They're putting in some like 192 slab homes. So I don't know what a slab home is, but this whole development's going. I wonder if it's because they're running them all out just 30 minutes away of them houses. And then they're going to have all these for sale up here in this community they're building. It's huge.
Jeff, they're making homes unaffordable. That's what it is. Homes are so expensive, the average college graduate can't buy a home. How are they going to buy a home? So they have to come up with these little smart homes that people can get into. Gino, come on in.
Yeah. What are they going to store in these buildings? And then and then I just watched a video a while ago saying all these COVID shots are being given to babies now, and they're not expected to live over 40 years old. So who's going to live in them?
Oh, my goodness. Connect the dots, huh? Folks, the devil's real. Huh? This is real. Seed of the serpent, seed of the woman. It's right in front of us. Our government is on the side of the seed of the serpent. Our government is demonic, friends. Money has bought our government. Money. Well, how are they marketing this? 8,000 new jobs. Oh, wait a minute. No, 8,000 good paying jobs. Well, hell yeah, bring it all in here, right? That's how they do it. And no promise that's going to happen. And so the intel that we showed the picture of earlier is now on hold. What? Yeah, it's on hold. After telling us it was going to be built in 2027, now it's maybe 2032. Well, a lot's going to change in 5 years of getting that up, isn't it? Dan Bukowski, come on in, Dan. You there, Dan? I know Johnny's there. Go, Johnny. Eileen, somebody talk to me.
Good morning.
Yeah, good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Number one, just last week, we had a very controversial board meeting at a city here where this corporation was coming in to build 300,000 square foot warehouses.
What a job. They, what a high paying job's coming in.
Well, it was turned down by the board, thank goodness, because for one reason and one reason only, they wouldn't say what was going to go in those warehouses.
Wow.
And they had a list, and everything on the list was very scary. So, but the power of the people, they all, the room was packed, standing room only, and the board caved. Thank goodness. And number two, my friend wrote a book, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, wrote a book called Spy Chips and how they are using this technology, RFID, radio frequency technology, to track your every move, the government and corporations. And she's in the book, she explains that now it is in the tags. It's a microchip in the tags of our clothing. I'm sure her book was written 10, 15 years ago, so I'm sure now the technology is even more advanced. They don't need to put it in the clothing. Mm. But I started cutting out all my tags in my clothing. Thanks, Coach.
Oh, there's a devil loose, that's for sure. Let's try Johnny. Let's get John. Yeah, Johnny, come on in, John.
Sorry about that. My mic
that's
was
all right.
muted.
That's all right.
Anyway, I could be wrong, but I think I understood that Trump just made a deal with Taiwan to bring NVIDIA, which is, I wonder if they're connected to Intel. They probably are, to make a chip processing plant right here in America.
Yeah, boy.
But that the other thing is, too, and some of you may know more about it, but I look into this quite a bit, and cryptocurrency is really gaining momentum. So it's, you know, we're going into an electronic digital world. It's just.
You think crypto is good or bad, Johnny?
I think it's evil. I think it's I think, you know, you're going to be left behind.
Here's what I say about cryptocurrency. That's just me. What is it? If you can't hold it, you don't own it, right? So cryptocurrency's on the internet. They shut down the internet. What happened to your cryptocurrency? I ask that everywhere I go, and nobody has an answer. Nobody has an answer.
It's just another avenue to the beast system,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Yep. Amen. Okay, let's see. Craig's been waiting a while. Go ahead, Craig.
Well, before we get it all figured out in the flesh, can we go to the spirit and read Psalm 21 today?
Can we? Of course we can.
Just remember, when it's talking about a king, there's only one King of Kings. I think it's talking about Jesus in Psalm 21.
The king shall joy in thy strength, O Lord, and in thy salvation, how greatly shall he rejoice. The king, person's in charge. Thou hast given him his heart's desire, and hast not withholden the request of his lips, Selah. For thou preventest him with blessings of goodness. Thou settest a crown of pure gold on his head. He asked for life of thee, and you gave it to him, even length of days forever and ever. His glory is great in thy salvation. Honor and majesty hast thou laid upon him. For thou hast made him most blessed forever. Thou hast made him exceedingly glad with thy countenance. For the king trusteth in the Lord, and through the mercy of the Most High he shall not be moved. Thine hand shall find out all thine enemies. Thy right hand shall find out those that hate thee. Thou shalt make them as a fiery oven in the time of thine anger. The Lord shall swallow them up in his wrath, and the fire shall devour them. Their fruit shalt thou destroy from the earth, and their seed among the children of men. For they intended evil against thee. They imagined a mischievous device which they are not able to perform. Therefore shalt thou make them turn their back, and thou shalt make ready thine arrows upon the strings against the face of them. Be thou exalted, Lord, in thine own strength, so we will sing and praises and praise thy power. Amen. So in other words, the Lord is going to raise up a standard against it. Amen, Craig?
Amen, Coach.
Amen. Dan Bukowski, try it again, Dan. Got to unmute. Angie, when Angie's done, you're in, Dan. Go ahead, Angie. Well, let's try Joe Allen. Am I working here today, Joe? You guys hear me?
Yeah.
Here's a couple things. I'm an avid watcher of Trump, and I listen to what he says verbally. In the three states I've heard mention him about was Michigan, Ohio, and South Carolina for a lot of growth that they're wanting to do, like put medication factories and elsewhere, but they're moving everybody out of D.C. Like the information or retirements are of all government officials and DOD, they moved all the information out of D.C. to Kansas City.
Amen. So
they are doing an infrastructure move.
There's a lot of moving going on, right? Hang on there a second. I'm Googling something. Dave Allison, come on in.
Good morning, everyone. I'm going to turn my camera on here. Coach, the Bible says, make unto the Lord a joyful noise. I got a chance to sing this song at a church service over the weekend. Can you believe that?
Amen. Good.
Here we go. So this might not be for the erroneous, felonious, sanctimonious, but here you go. You'll recognize this tune.
All right.
It's in regards to what happened, what we celebrated over the weekend. Jesus went to Calvary, died upon the cross. The disciples packed their bags and went home. thinking that the battle was lost, and even up in heaven, man, it looked like doom and gloom. But Jesus rose up from the tomb. Hey, there must have been a party. There's going to be a party. The king is coming back. He's preparing a great big feast. We're going to want to be at that. Get your reservations. Get down on a knee and say, Jesus, forgive me. We're going to a party.
Amen, brother. We're going to a party for sure. For sure. Look, I want to make one more connection here before we get done here today. Hang on, Spencer. We'll send this to you. Oh, what a time to be alive. Bear with me, folks, because I want to make the connection here. Coming to you, Jared. Boom. Come and spoke, folks. Again, somebody made the connection. Pull that up as soon as you get it, Spencer. To the Nephilim mounds, the fallen angels. We don't want to believe it. L.A. Marzulli told me we are Nephilim Central. In the whole world, Licking County is Nephilim Central. Now, this is from Fritz Zimmerman's Map of Nephilim Giant Discoveries in Ohio. Can you make that a little bit larger? Maybe you can. It's okay. So, folks, right there in the middle says Licking. That's right there. See Licking right dead center? That's where we live. That's where I live. All right? Then New Albany is right connected to Franklin County. It's on this edge. Go to Franklin County, Spence, with your pointer. Right there. Go up a little bit more. Right, go on that line right between the two of them, between Licking and Franklin. Come on down. Go east, young man. There. That's New Albany. That's New Albany. Now, folks, what you can see shaded in that is all the mounds, the Nephilim mounds that are in this area. This is fascinating. If you want to believe it, they are all throughout this area. 121 photos of burial mounds in Ohio, including this so Fritz Zimmerman, we'll get him on the show here at some point. Folks, this is the heart of it, man. Whether we want to believe in that supernatural aspect of it or not, this is the heart of it. There are five, you can see the number five on Licking County where we are. There are five distinct mounds, different mounds, complexes, five different ones in Licking County, five of them. Not just five mounds, like we've got the circle mounds, we've got the octagon mounds, we got all those five different ones right here in Licking County. Into Muskingum County, Perry, you see all that? That's what we're dealing with. We're dealing with deep, dark spiritual forces that for the most part, those of us in the church, we don't even believe in it anymore. We don't even understand. Mark, wrap it up for me. We got 2 minutes.
Well, you're also right on the edge of where General George Washington put his markers, Coach. Remember the line that goes down the middle? It cuts right through this. Now, why did he stop there, Coach?
I don't know.
Well, you got the Great Plains and all that, whatever, to the west. But, I mean, you were on the edge of George Washington's survey of America, and then where all these mounds are. Find that interesting.
I'm sitting right now where I live right here, sky high right next door to me, is the first foothill of the Appalachian Mountains as you go east. First one, right there at Licking County, right here where I am. Right there is the first mound. And this is what L.A. Marzulli calls Nephilim Central, right here where we are, folks. It's fascinating. And see, we won't even talk about this stuff in church, even the possibility of this. Here in Licking County, wouldn't you think that this would be a topic of conversation in every church? If we believe in a spiritual war, spiritual realm, a Nephilim, church doesn't even believe it anymore. They tell us it's the Hopewell Indians. They sent all the discoveries they've made in this area. They sent them to Washington, D.C., and museums in Washington, D.C., and hidden them so we can't see it. Yeah, David, it's diabolical. Diabolical, the burying of the history and what's coming down here in these days in which we live. I was all over the place today, but something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with intel over there. And I'm telling you, you better beware. See you tomorrow.